Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Lots of reasons to be happy this week. Lots of good news happening right across the globe. So Rebecca Shackleton from 98FM's Big Breakfast is with us to tell us, about the good news. Listen, you've loads of good news going on. I'm looking at your Instagram and you must be wedding after wedding after bridesmaid duty central, Rebecca.
Social calendar has been hopping the last month.
Is that a reason to be happy?
It is a reason to be happy.
That
now that things have slowed down as well after all the partying. But here we are. And so do you have lots of reasons to be happy. Congratulations.
Oh, I know. Our IMRO awards, yeah.
Wow.
No, we were thrilled, yeah. Was that actually that is a reason to be happy, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
it
we should
is. Milk that for the next year.
Oh, listen, there'd be celebrations central for sure, and no better people either.
True.
to make the most of it. We were talking about this guy in Mayo, the Fresh Prince of Bell Mullet, because of his mullet, recently on the show with Shane Beattie. Did he win the mullet competition?
Okay, so this is Trevor Hyland, who's from Mayo. He headed to Switzerland for a competition which judges men by their mullets. He didn't win the overall cup.
Oh.
Trevor took home the audience vote.
Did he?
And he's now known as the people's champ for his impressive locks.
Now, is this is the public vote in Switzerland that he won, or was it a worldwide thing?
It must have been taken by the audience at the event, I assume.
Ah, okay.
And Trevor shared some incredible pictures from the competition. Snaps of himself, draped in a tricolour flag. He's wearing a Mayo jersey. And his hair is almost cartoon-like. I've never seen a mullet like this. He had lots of help from a hairdresser at the Autonomy Hair Studio. 2 or 3 hours and a full can of hairspray and he was ready to go.
Yeah. Are you a mullet fan?
I wasn't.
I'm not. It's a hard no.
The most recent season of Stranger Things, I think this is where the mullet renaissance began. Joseph Quinn, who plays Eddie in Stranger Things, had this gorgeous mullet. It was very Queen-esque, I suppose, that whole era. And that's what I think kicked off the fashion trend. And then we saw Paul Mescal at one and
that's
everyone
went wild.
That's
true. Yeah, that's but, very true.
I don't think it's my favourite hairstyle.
No.
But I think you have to wear it with confidence. Business in the front, party in the back. You know?
I absolutely love it. We are on the hunt for the best feel-good movie of all time.
I realise that Christmas is the time to be with the people you love.
Right.
And I realise that as dire chance and fateful cock-up would have it, here I am, mid-50s, and without knowing it, I've gone and spent most of my adult life with a chubby employee. And much as it grieves me to say it, it might be that the people I love is, in fact, you.
Oh, Bill Nighy there playing a pop star in Love Actually. We didn't think that extra syllable with Christmas would work in the song, but it really did. And Love Actually has been crowned the best feel-good film of all time, according to a new poll.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. Is it a feel-good movie?
I think it is feel good. I just wouldn't say it's the top of all time. I would say maybe the best feel good Christmas movie, perhaps. But 2,000 people were surveyed by Ferrero Rocher, and this movie came out on top. Shawshank Redemption in second place, which is quite random.
For a feel good movie.
Great film. Very inspirational, but feel good.
Did he not kill his wife and her partner?
No, did he do it?
Sure, that's a whole other question.
That's a whole other topic, Andrea.
Sorry, I don't know if I'd put that in as a feel-good movie.
I'd never associate Shawshank Redemption with feel-good. But in third place, though, I do agree with this. Mamma Mia.
Do you know I have never seen this movie, right?
What have you been doing?
But really, here, I went to the show, the Mamma Mia 25th anniversary show in the Bord Gáis two weeks ago. It was brilliant.
It's amazing.
I don't know where I was that I missed this movie.
I'm telling you, the first one
was excellent.
Really
like
good.
It's pure nonsense, but it's excellent.
The second one, Cher.
Oh, there's a second one.
Cher singing Fernando in Mamma Mia 2. You need to check that out, Andrea. You'll
right.
be thrilled. That's feel good right there.
Like, I think Home Alone is a bit of a feel good movie.
Yeah, I do like Home Alone as well. But this is a random list. Forrest Gump is in there too, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Ah, yeah, that's Shawshank Redemption is not a feel good movie. I have serious question marks over the survey.
It is an unusual one. Paddington 2 is in a 10. The Sound of Music, Elf, and The Greatest Showman.
Like the Mary Poppins and that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, feel good. I wouldn't put the Shawshank Redemption in there,
no.
But Love Actually, a great movie.
We want to hear your best feel good movie. 087 1400 106. Now.
Looking better. It's amazing. Every single day they do my workouts. They come down to see me today. And where are we again? Here we are. Ennis, yeah. CBS and Ennis. My oldest fans, yeah. Love it. Right. You are amazing. Keep up the exercise. And I promise you, I'll film some more videos. And I'll share some new workouts for you.
This is such a lovely story. Two pensioners who've been neighbours for 60 years, they've been working out together every day since the pandemic.
Oh, I love it.
So it's Paddy McMahona and Cecilia O'Sullivan. They're both 90. They're from Ennis and Clare, and they've done a Joe Wicks 10-minute workout from YouTube since lockdown.
Every day?
Every single day. And they met Joe Wicks last year. That's the audio you just heard. Joe Wicks was going around different schools around Ireland promoting the positives of exercise, and he got to meet Paddy and Cecilia. He's reshared that video this week, and they do the workouts every single day.
That's
and he gave
amazing.
Them a shout out.
That's adorable.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I love that. Are you a home workout kind of person?
I absolutely am.
Are
it's
you?
The one habit I took up in lockdown that I kept doing afterwards. I love doing home workouts. I prefer than going to the gym. I find the gym very intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I find the home workouts very boring.
Oh, I throw myself around the living room.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, I have no discipline.
Few good tunes, do you know
really,
what I mean?
No, yeah. I need somebody standing in front of me, roaring at me, shouting at
but
me.
But the YouTube
the
ones are brilliant. I've never tried out Joe Wicks, but there's loads of different ones out there, and they sure do work. I mean, look at this now. 90-year-old student.
I know. That's
amazing.
Fantastic.
Look at them.
Now, tell me about these plans to make Dublin the leading nighttime destination in Europe.
Well, this is really needed. So Dublin City Council, they're planning to make Dublin a leading nighttime destination. They've actually launched this brand new strategy. It's being led by Ray O'Donoghue, who is the newly appointed nighttime economy advisor.
Mm.
Which I didn't know that that was a thing. Mm. And they're trying to make everything better for people
yeah.
at night.
Yeah, it's a fairly new position that's been set up mm-hmm. to try and improve the nighttime economy. Because you would know yourself over the years, like it's not the same. The social scene isn't the same as it was
no,
10 years ago.
Definitely not. I don't go out as much as I used to, but when I did, I was spoiled for
choice.
Are
you joking me? Your Instagram lately, you must be out every night of the week.
But not to the nightclubs. There's nowhere to dance in Dublin now. And I feel so bad for businesses and for
yeah.
people who want to go out and have a proper bop. There's not many places to go. The businesses are struggling. They need to invest money and resources and time in it. So this is brilliant. And also, I think during COVID, a lot of us started going out earlier because we had to because of restrictions. And I think that kept on then. So I think we need a reset and focus needs to be on it and more places to dance.
This is a brand or a jingle I think everybody recognises.
Justin Timberlake.
I know.
And I'm loving it.
Oh, by the way, I'm going next year. Do you remember
Did
we were talking about
tickets?
It? Yeah. I'm
oh,
going.
For you.
I can't wait. Malahide yeah. Castle, isn't that where it's on?
Yeah, Malahide
I've
Castle.
I've never seen him before.
Well, he's so many good songs and yeah. I love the older stuff.
Oh
the
yeah, I don't
sense.
Want new stuff. Just
no,
give me the old
no,
stuff.
No, 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 the older yeah. stuff. Well, that's Justin Timberlake singing a McDonald's theme tune because today it's big news for McDonald's fans. Customers across Ireland will be able to get their hands on 4 food items for just €8.
Is it a promotional thing they're doing?
I think they've just decided to do this now to treat everybody. So you'll be able to get selected burgers, a medium fries, a medium soft drink and a bonus side of 4 golden chicken nuggets.
Do you have a favourite McDonald's dish?
Oh, I used to love the chicken nuggets back in the day, but I'm now a vegetarian. So I
God,
always
Rebecca.
Eat a McPlant and I love them. They finally brought them in McPlant. And they taste delicious.
Mm.
McPlant is good. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm
I think
loving
their
it.
Chips are kind of the thing. Yeah, their chips probably would be.
I just love McDonald's. It's the same in every country. You know what you're going to get.
Yes, yeah.
And chips are delicious. And I do hope, though, that they bring back the twisty fries and a caramel sundae. So after they bring in this lovely offer.
You have the menu off
do,
by heart.
I would love a sundae and the twisty fries. The Eurosaver menu, bring it back. Do you remember?
Tell me about a cuppa a day.
Yeah, okay. So listen, we all know that a cup of tea can solve a lot of problems.
Every counselling issue in the world.
A new study has found that caffeine is beneficial for people with inflammatory diseases.
Right.
Yeah, so they're saying that it could help prevent heart attacks for people who suffer with the likes of lupus and different conditions like that. They've done a few different studies. 2 or 3 cups a day could prevent heart disease.
Okay. Two or three cups a day
could help prevent it.
Can solve everything I'm yeah. reading here today.
So listen.
And tea and coffee.
Tea and coffee. Yeah, there's as much caffeine apparently
course, yeah.
in tea as there is in coffee, but I still feel like when you drink a cup of coffee, you're ready to.
Are you a tea or coffee fan?
I'm a tea fan.
All the way, no all coffee way. At all.
I have one coffee a day in the morning when I'm getting up at 5:30.
You see, you're great. Can you restrict yourself to that?
I couldn't have two a day, Andrea. I'd be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a cup of tea.
I have it scaled well back now to two, but I used to be terrible. Like.
Yeah, I just don't like the crash after the coffee, but a cup of tea now, you can't beat it.
There you go. Rebecca Shackleton, co-presenter of 98FM's Big Breakfast. Rebecca, thanks a million as always for joining us with all of the reasons to be happy this week.
Thanks so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.